And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, so the regular guys, random thoughts, 90 Day Fiancé, Season 9, Episode 8, recap.
Yep, and if this is your first time joining us, you'll notice a slight little tinge of reluctance on Terrell's part, and that's because he's really not a big fan of reality TV, right? And
especially
back in the day,
one.
He made... Back in the day, he made this deal with the devil where he'd never watch reality TV again unless there was a Black Bachelor. And then, lo and behold, pandemic hits, enter Matt James, and he's stuck watching the show. Me being a good friend I am, I'll watch it with him. And in return, him being a good friend that he is, he watched one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight, season 13. We've been through a couple of those seasons, and now here we are. Great time to get him into the 90 Day Fiancé universe. Because, you know, there's so many different variations of the show. But now they're finally resetting after the pandemic. Good time to get him in. And here we are, season 9. And despite what he says, he's actually loving this so far.
No, I'm not. Not at all. This is such staged BS that it's not reality. So it's just annoying watching it. Because I'm like, the producers are trying to stir up mess in these things. But because to me, I think all these people who did this 90 Day Fiancé are idiots. personally, I just think it's dumb. But the way that the people are, the ones that are coming to the U.S., the way they're all being treated by everybody or talked to is just annoying.
It is. It really is. And it's, for me, being somebody who did not grow up in the States, yes, it's doubly annoying. So as annoying as you find it, trust me, I find it doubly annoying. And I will say this. Reality TV, you know, reality TV comes a slight bit of the producers prodding here and there to get the drama up because that's what gets people watching, right? And at some point, reality TV, the initial reality TV was slightly different and it's a little different now. But as we follow along in these storylines, we go through and see what's happening in season 9 here. We're going to start with your frat brother, Bilal and Shaida over in Kansas City, Missouri.
KC Mo. So, you know, I think Bilal, he talks to Shai like she's a child.
He does.
He talks down to her a whole lot. And so I agree with her comment. But she decided she didn't want to go to Juma. And so what
does
she
want to
go? Yeah. Look at the experience she had last time you took her there. You didn't introduce her to anybody.
Right.
She didn't connect because you were being pissy. So why would she be excited to go now? Exactly. That just doesn't make sense.
He said, I'm not going to force you. Who are you talking to? Your two-year-old child or the woman that's supposed to be your wife?
Yeah. I know. So I'm like, why is this even an issue with you? Just move on. You know? So Bilal, I think he just has his own issues, but what's up with Shai doing voodoo in the kitchen? Like, you know, renting off her feet in the kitchen.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who does it in the kitchen sink. I think it's more so in the bathroom. And who grabs a whole handful of water, splashes on their feet? Okay. That just seemed all set for him to have a hissy fit when he came home. And of course, when he did not disappoint.
Well, right. Now, I can't imagine that she would purposefully do that in the kitchen and leave water all over the place.
Right.
You know, so I can't imagine that. So, yeah, I do think that was all staged and set up. But the silverware thing, two call outs. You have a silverware drawer and the big spoons go with the big spoons, small spoons, big forks, small forks, knives.
Yep.
They should all go in that right spot. So why she threw that stuff in any kind of way. But then when he was looking at how the silverware wasn't clean and she said that that's not been my thing, that's never been my thing. I'm like, whoa, you need to make this your thing quick. If we're going to be living together, you need to learn how to wash a dish and not put silverware back in the drawer that has old food still on it. Like, come on.
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm one of those people who the dishwasher to me is used to dry dishes, right? I don't. You know how people just grab dishes and throw them in the dishwasher and turn it on and that's the cleaning? Mm-mm. I wash all my dishes by hand and then put them in the dishwasher. And some people may think of that as oh, you're doing double work. Whatever. I want to make sure my stuff is clean. But I'm also, I'm OCD in the fact of when it comes to my cutlery. the way it's stacked in the dishwasher has got to be exactly this way. The way it's stacked in the drawers has got to be exactly this way. That I agree with him on. Make sure my shit, you see the organization to have it right here in this drawer. Don't go throwing stuff all willy-nilly. Make it, place it where it needs to be. That's the only, that's where Bilal and I agree and stop agreeing.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with all that, but, you know, just leaving the water all over the place. Like, who does that? You know, you made this mess. Clean it up. If you want to do, want to wash your feet in the kitchen, fine. Wipe up all the water, though.
Because, you know, water, if it sits on wood, it's going to cause it to warp.
Yeah, but here's where you can tell the whole thing was staged, because when she got down on her knees to wipe the floors, there was water just in that one little spot by the mat. She's wiping the whole thing, and I'm just like, come on, y'all. This is just such fake crap.
The splash is real.
Yeah, just fake crap.
You know, speaking of... I don't want to call this fake crap, but just crap.
Exactly. Manure. Manure.
Emily and Kobe in Salina, Kansas. Emily, to me, is just so damn annoying, man.
She is. Ooh. Yeah, Emily is annoying. You know, the way she talks to Kobe.
Yes.
And it's like she's talking down to him. And culturally, he's not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But when he's trying to show, hey, how can I help around the house? He wants to do something.
Right.
So I commend him for doing that. So he's going out there to shovel. Don't stand next to the dude while he's trying to work and like tell him what to do. Like, let him do it. You know, he might not, as long as he's shoveling it and it gets in the thing and takes it away, how he does it shouldn't matter. And so stop talking and annoying him. And so she does that. Of course, the producers tell her to do that just to spark the deal. Now, should he have told her, shut the F up in front of her mom? No. But they both talk to each other in that kind
recklessly.
Of way.
Recklessly. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's not like that's the only, it's just the fact that he did it in front of her mom. And the way her mom looks at him is like this, you're going to be this crazy black man. You're going to OJ my daughter or something like that. Like, she just has this look like she's like, I'm just watching you.
But, you know, here's the thing about it. And I get it. He shouldn't have said it in front of mom. He probably shouldn't have said it to her, period, right? But if you keep poking the bear, what do you think is going to happen? At some point, that bear's going to turn around and bite the shit out of you. And that's exactly what happened. He didn't want to say that to her. It came out. If you keep shut the fuck up. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. And if you keep doing it, it's what's going to happen. And then she just gets, hey, I'm in my feelings. I can't believe you would say that to me. And in front of my mama. But here's the thing that, because the mom stayed out of it. And I like the fact the mom stayed out of it. But here's the thing I didn't like. When it's all said and done, and he goes, he talks to the mom, he apologizes to the mom, like, hey, look, I really don't want to do that kind of stuff. It's just this. And she goes, he explains the cultural differences. She's talking to me like I'm inferior.
Mm-hmm.
And in my culture, no woman talks to a man that way. And the fact that he even said inferior says a whole lot. And it shouldn't even be about man or woman at that point. Don't talk to me like I'm inferior, period. I don't care who you are. I don't care your station in life. You don't do that, right? But the other part of it is the mom is like, well, you know, you just got to look at it as a person to person. But she's just bossy. She's the... No. Y'all have enabled her to be that. And that's the problem. That spoiled child is on y'all.
100% agree. You know, you can't say, oh, well, so-and-so, she's bossy. No, you messed up.
Yeah.
You let her be this way. And now her lazy ass is at the house. She watches the baby and she nannies, but she doesn't help shovel. She doesn't help do any of that stuff anymore, which she should be. Maybe both of them could go out there. They can get back into their China weight if they work hard in the yard and in the barn.
Exactly.
You know, but for her to talk down, and she has to understand that. It's you're dealing with the man from a different culture. The way you're talking to him, it's not, and you just can't expect him to come here from Africa. Oh, it's not like that here? Oh, cool.
Exactly.
And just all of a sudden adapt. But even still, if I'm dating an American woman, don't talk to me like I'm inferior to you at all. And I won't do that to you. So let's not have that game. But yeah, I mean, the parents' fault that they enabled her to be this bossy, and they just all accept it.
Yeah.
That's the, even the grandma, you know, just Emily's Emily. I'm like, Oh, yeah.
We all do what Emily wants.
Yeah. Well, look where that's getting her. She's living at home with y'all. She can't afford to live by herself anywhere. So, good job.
And she brought home a black baby. Y'all should have told her a little better.
Yeah.
In Salina, Kansas, y'all don't want that little mixed baby in your house, but you have to.
Well, you know, but you grow up in Salina, Kansas, everything is all white and creamy. Then you go out to the countries and you're like, ooh, that coffee looks interesting. I might want to add a little coffee to this cream, see what happens.
Oh my God. Speaking of stirring the pot, man, Jabria Miona, as we go from Rapid City to Chicago, if Jabria doesn't stop trying to force South Dakota on Miona, I'm going to pull what little hair I have out. Because, I mean, why is it like, so you can wear your cowboy boots in Chicago? For what? Just go to Chicago. Oh, you're bringing that South Dakota swag? There is none. Let's stop acting like there is.
Yeah, that's where all the good rappers come from, you know, South Dakota. From the streets of South Dakota, Rapid City. I get annoyed with the matching outfit thing.
Yes.
Like, that's just annoying. But watching these two, I think Jabri is lazy.
Very.
He's a dreamer, but he's lazy. Mm-hmm. Because you need to find a way to make money. You keep talking, how are we going to pay for this? Well, what are you doing to make some money? And if you think it's going to be this record, A, that record's not going to be produced and sold before y'all get married for you to be able to pay for this beach wedding. So what are you going to do? I think Miona is not that bright. She's not that smart. When she's trying to call and trying to arrange a wedding in 70 days and everybody's like, yeah, no, we can't do that. Like, what were you thinking? Like, did you just think it would just be that easy? You know, so, and then the whole David thing, I didn't know David owned a trucking company. And I'm like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, Jabri, why don't you work with David?
Same thing I was thinking.
You could be in Chicago. Miona doesn't want to live in South Dakota. So why don't you do that? And he got his CDL, but then chose to spend most of his time on this relationship. I'm like, dude, you're lazy.
Yeah, he could have done both. And that's the thing about it to me is like, he won't do both. And the thing about it is, even with one of the things Miona said was that he's using her as an excuse. Well, she thinks David is using her as an excuse. But actually, she's right. They're both using her as the excuse for why other things aren't being done. And for Jabri, if you know you're bringing her over, here's what needs to be done. And here's the other thing that needs to be understood in this 90-day fiancé concept. If you want that dream wedding, like you know she does, here's what he should have made is a deal with, made his own deal with the devil. Hey, we'll have this wedding now. A year from now, on our first anniversary or our second anniversary, we'll do the beach wedding and we'll renew our vows and do it this way. We have the dream wedding then. And that's how you do it. Because you can't really plan one in 90 days. It's just not realistic. So Jabri needs money. You've got who you call your best friend who owns a trucking company. Gave you the opportunity. He didn't say come sit in the office and work. And it's probably what you wanted. Like, well, I need to sit in the office. No, you need to understand how this works first. So here, you get in a truck. I'm giving you a truck. And we know the value of those trucks is a lot. A truck so you can go and earn money. Mm-hmm. And you choose not to? This is all on you, bro.
Totally is. You know, but again, the fakeness of this show, of course, is they probably told Jabri not to do these things. And let's play this whole thing up. But regardless, if he wanted to make money, he has an opportunity to make money. He's just mm-hmm. lazy, in my opinion. And Miona is just, she's just.
She should want him to drive the truck so he'd have enough money so they could move out of the mama's house because she doesn't want to be in the mama's house. And I agree with her.
No, she doesn't.
You don't need to be in there.
And if she could go with him on the truck and she could have seen more of the U.S., mm-hmm. you know, they can go here, drop off your freight, and then we're going to spend a couple days hanging out in this city. Then mm-hmm. we're going to get back in the truck, go make, you know what I mean? There's ways he could make that work where it's a win-win. For all of them, but I just don't see how he's earning money. But I don't have respect for any man, Jabri's age, living with his mama, mm-hmm. and no car, and no job. I just don't respect any man that does that. Now, if you are able-bodied and you can actually get out there and work and you choose to stay at home, that's a problem. And so I blame Jabri's. If we're going to blame Emily's mama, we got to blame Jabri's mama for mm-hmm. allowing her son to be this lazy piece of shit. I'm sorry, this lazy person.
Hey, it's Yanni Root, and it's been 3 years since the last Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival, and we're so excited to bring it back Saturday, July 16th, Riverfront Park in North Charleston. And so are so many of you, because the engagement on the CHS Jerk Fest Facebook page shows the anticipation is at an all-time high. Get your tickets right now while you can. CHSJerkFest.com. Tickets are only $10 in advance. Of course, they're going to be slightly more at the gate, so go ahead and get them now. Kids 12 and under, they're absolutely free, but you must reserve their ticket. And oh yeah, over the years, we've heard you. The merch store is open. CHSJerkFest.com. And we'll see you Saturday, July 16th. Speaking of lazy POSs, even Muhammad, as we go back to Albuquerque, you know, Muhammad is delusional, thinking that she's going to want to convert. But, you know, I'm hoping that when she goes to the mosque, she's going to see what a beautiful religion Islam is, and she's going to want to convert.
Listening to him talk is just so frustrating, but I'm sorry. I've grown up in church. Don't mm-hmm. go now, but grew up in it. And I don't care what your religion is. The odds of somebody just walking in for the first time, oh, you know what? I'm down. 100%. Sign me up. You know, I'll convert right now. You know, I was sorry to hear about his dad passing. He was 14, and I mm-hmm. get why he has this bond with his religion. But her converting to Islam is never going to happen. Now, here's the thing, though. If in their conversations, if he told her his expectations that if I'm, you know, if we do this and I want to move in, you have to convert to Islam. And here's the things mm-hmm. that you got to do. And if she wasn't down for that at that point,
she should have said it. Yep.
She should have said something and never even gotten this whole mess.
Because you know? It seems like, because I was thinking like, yo, they need to have had this conversation before. And then he says,
I told in the beginning, this is what I want. If you're going to be with me, this is what you need to do.
And she is conveniently forgetting every conversation they had.
Well, again, that's the fakeness of the show. She knew, but people want to make that money. I get it. But there's no way you can tell me that these two people really had these type of conversations, and then now all this stuff is an issue. You know you're not going to convert to Islam. End it. Y'all should just break up.
Let's be honest, though. Women have this flaw where they feel they can change a man. Always. Women always feel they can change a man's mind. I'm sorry. Some weak-minded men you can. But you're not going to change a man's mind just because you sleep with him. It doesn't work that way always.
All the trips she took to Egypt, she saw what the world he lived in and how the women were, and I'm sure what he expected. Mm-hmm. And this is still her fault. I blame Eve for all of this because you're 48. You got no business being with a 24-year-old who can't work, can't bring any money, doesn't have any money.
He's 25, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's still grown up. I apologize, Muhammad, but he doesn't bring anything to the table. So you brought this babysitter to come to take care of your kid while you go to work. It's not going to mm-hmm. work out. Like, what are you thinking? That just doesn't make any sense. And to me, again, if you're going to go on a reality show, this is why if there was a Terrell Jr., there's no way in hell he'd go on a reality show. If he did, he'd have to change his last name because you're not going to represent this family on TV because you make yourself look stupid. Now, if you're willing to sell your soul for Instagram followers and all that stuff, great. Do it.
Well, you know, when Eve adopted her oldest son, Muhammad, she didn't realize that she was also adopting a master guilt tripper because he was good at throwing a guilt trip on her for going. So
you're going to go out with your friends and I'm going to stay at home
by myself? What am I going to do?
Just me and the bidet, and that's it? Are you going to be drinking with your friends?
I will say this, though. When she went out with her friend, at least her friend recognized that the way they were around Muhammad last time, they went a bit too far with the sex questions. I mean, you and I talked about this last week. I felt like they pushed the limit purposely, but they went way too far because there's no point that any of my wife's friends would be asking those kind of questions to me about our sex life because my wife ain't going to have that. And, you know, I don't think they'd still be sitting in the chairs if that happened. So.
Right. Plus, they don't want to hear all the small details. But yeah, I agree with you that...
we're talking about me, not you here, sir.
I agree with you that they did go too far. And again, this is for the ratings of the show. But it's just this whole situation. And to me, Eve should have just looked at Muhammad and said, hey, mommy, be back. And walk out the door. You'll be fine. Just walk out. Go hang out with your friend. Have that margarita. You know, do you. But this couple, I don't see them making it to the 90 days. And if they do, they're both idiots. I think Muhammad's going to wind up leaving, going back to Egypt because he knows she's not going to change.
And I like the fact that he keeps pointing that out. And that is important because most people, and this is the thing I have that really irks me sometimes. And I know there are people who do it, who get involved just for the green card. But he's going, look, if this doesn't change, I'm not going to make it past the 90 days. I'll be back in Egypt. And you got to understand, not everybody in the world wants to come here and get a green card and stay here. Let's get that clear. Ari and Benny, who said that if we don't work out, hey, maybe you should still sign for that green card. They've been rocky for a long time. You didn't get to see the others, but you finally did get to see him working out as he gets to the MMA gym. And he's a beginner, and he's got a long way to go.
Benny is selfish and needs to grow up.
He is.
He's not a man, in my opinion, but he's selfish. Everything he thinks about is what he can do.
You just don't like Benny, too, though.
Not at all. Don't. Because I just think he's weak. But he's selfish. Like, mm-hmm. This whole thing that with being an MMA fighter, you know, you got to do a 45-minute commute to get to this gym. The amount of hours that you got to train, somebody's paying for that, and it's not him.
Right.
So you got to think, if Ari now finally has a piece of a job and also has to watch the baby, like, you got to figure out a way to make that stuff work. Now, right. when the trainer said 2 to 4 hours a day, Ari's like, you know, you can spend half the day at the gym. I'm like, 2 to 4 hours is not half the day.
Well, 4 hours is half a work day.
Yeah. Well, which is what she's doing, whatever the social media part-time job she has. our friend Lexi with the curls sent me a deal on Instagram the other day where she was having a garage sale or yard sale to this past weekend. Or this current weekend, the 9th this weekend was. She's having a garage sale trying to get money. And I'm just like, are you serious? And so she's like, yeah, you can come out. We're going to be here from this time to this time. You get to meet me and all this other stuff. I'm like, is it that bad that you're just going to sell your shit? Because you just don't want to work. They're just a ridiculous couple. But for her to get that psycho when she comes back to pick him up.
Yeah.
That was staged.
Why was she acting like that girl wouldn't fold up in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Like you're not going to walk up on... The girl's got to reach on you. She's taller than you. She's actually skilled. You're not. That girl would have folded up in 2 seconds flat.
And the girl had her fake eyelashes on because there's TV cameras all over the place. So, exactly. Of course, she was trying to look a little cute because y'all brought these cameras into her gym. So,
and like she said, she doesn't have a boyfriend, but you know what? After this, she'll have one.
Somebody's going to slide into her DMs. Be like, hey, Ma.
Hey, can we wrestle like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Could you train me up? And then afterwards, we can go grab dinner. Yeah. I mean, so of course she's going to have. But again, the drama was scripted. But for her to be mad that he's wrestling with women, her level of insecurity is terrible. But the reason I don't like Benny, because Benny should have been like, hey, let's talk for a second. Don't come in this gym doing this. This is not how we're going to act. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to make me look bad. And you're not going to embarrass yourself.
Exactly. You know, here's the thing, though. Because as I saw that, I had flashbacks of Emily in this episode. I had flashbacks to Angela in previous seasons. And you may not know who Angela is, but Angela and Michael. But yeah, and even Baby Girl Lisa and Soulja Boy. But I will say this, and everybody else can comment below. But these white women who go and get these men from Africa need to stop talking to them like they're bringing them back on a ship. And they're going to go work in the fields in the plantation. You got to stop that shit. You got to stop. Y'all got to stop talking to these brothers like this. And these men got to stop allowing them to, man. I'm sorry. Because here's the unfortunate truth about this. If it was a black woman talking to them like that, they wouldn't allow that shit like that. So stop it. Do not allow this to be how you're portrayed on TV. Stop this nonsense. Benny, grow up here. Kobe, tell her to shut the fuck up again if you have to.
Definitely. People shouldn't talk to anybody that way, regardless of the race. I mean, you just shouldn't be talking to these people this way. But the other thing that I think a lot of these people forget is these people left everything. They left their families, left everything to come here. So
yes,
cut them some slack. Kobe doesn't know one other person in Salina, Kansas.
That looks like him.
Yeah. There's no one he can connect with, so he's just stuck with y'all.
You know. There's one person. Kobe.
Kobe, yeah. Well, if Emily lets him. If Emily lets him. That's the difference. Emily might be like, no. No, Kobe, ooh, you're messing up the routine.
You know, as we get to our last couple, or thruple, of the of this week's episode, Patrick, Thais, and John. First thing I questioned was, why is John moving with them?
I wonder that too. You know, I don't understand why. And like, John could go get an apartment. But here's why. It's Patrick can't afford to live by himself. And he needs John's income to help out around the house.
Right.
That's the situation. And so that's why John, I think, is moving with him.
Right.
And with what's name can't work. Great. But I think Patrick needs help paying bills. And that's why he has John living with him.
Then he should actually say that to her and understand. Here's the thing. He just makes it sound like it's going to be a permanent thing, right? When it should be temporary. For the next year, this is when he'll be with us. And then it'll be back to us again. But one of the things I noticed is that Patrick has absolutely no kind of brought-upsy when it comes to chivalry. Literally none. How do you open the door, walk through, and barely keep it pushed open just a little bit so she can walk in behind you? Open the door for your woman. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Who knows?
No wonder her dad doesn't like him. I see it now. Because if my daughter is dating somebody who won't even open the door for her, fuck out of here.
Well, maybe.
Watch me.
Yeah, I mean, you should open the door for it, but don't know why. But what I want to know is, what was that on John's lip? Did you catch that?
Oh, yes, I did see it, and then I just tried not to see it again.
I saw that. I was just like, All right. Somebody's having an outbreak. But here's what I didn't like. And this is why I don't like Thais. When they get to the house in Dallas, and she's just judgy about this and that, I'm like, hey, you're a little too opinionated to not have put one dime into this. You've not paid for anything. So I'm going to need you to just shut the F up. You get to live here for free.
All right, but, Kobe.
Yeah, you're too opinionated for this. Nope, you're not. You didn't chip in on this. You brought in here was clothes and attitude. That's it.
But let's be fair. He went and did all of this without her. You're no longer single, okay? If you're working on getting married and you're buying a house, a new house for y'all to move into, granted it's y'all plus one, you've got to involve her in it some way or another.
But she was in Brazil while he was working all this stuff out. No, for the show, they're going to say that. But let's be honest. You just don't, from Monday to Friday, sell your house and then close on a new home in Dallas, and now you're moving that weekend. Come on. It doesn't happen that quick.
At the same time, you would share stuff like, hey, this is the new place we're doing.
He did.
No, he didn't.
For the show, I'm sure he's taking pictures, videos. I'm sure he did. But I don't need to consult you if you're not chipping in on this. So,
wow.
That's my opinion.
Really, Bilal?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if we are business partners, we're both bringing income into the home, then we both have a say-so. But if I'm the only one that's contributing and you're not, obviously, because legally you can't, but you can't do anything, well, this is what we're doing. And then once you're able to start working, then great, let's talk. Let's get a new table, coffee table, because I know how much coffee tables cost. You just don't come in here saying you don't like it and want me to go buy a new one because you don't like it.
That shit was hideous.
But it's what they have. And so it's still better than where she lived in Brazil.
It's great for a bachelor pad. It's great for a bachelor pad. But the minute you have somebody in your life that's going to be, that you're like, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, and then we're going to move into my house, it becomes our house immediately, right? And at that point, you're not going to be, and as hard as you try to be here right now, I know you well enough to know you're going to be like, okay, how do we make this for us? Because if you have that feeling and this is the person, you're not going to be like, well, this is the way I had my house and this is the way it's going to stay, goddammit. You get this corner and that's it. You're not going to do that. Stop it.
No. But here's the thing that you don't realize about me is I don't give a shit about little stuff like that. If someone moves in, they want to change it, go for it. Do what you want to do. I don't care. I'm not passionate about that little type of stuff because it's a small thing. Let it go. It's a couch. It's a coffee table. I don't care. Do what you want. You know, but if you are making money and you can help buy that stuff, great. But don't come in, move in and say, okay, Terrell, I need you to spend $20,000 on remodeling all this stuff because I don't like it. Well, I need you to dial that back. Because we need to talk about
his $20.
Money. Yeah. Yeah. Let's start off. Let's get you a cup. This is your cup. let's go to the store, buy you a cup, and we'll start there. And then we can work our way towards this $20,000 remodel that you want to see.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yo, this rest of the season is going to be interesting.
I can't. It's going to be scripted bullshit is what it's going to be. I'm going to call it out. Every time I see it, I'm going to call it out.
Hey, don't forget, Mondays we drop our regular episodes, audio version. On Tuesday, we drop the video version on YouTube. And then we're right back here next Sunday for 90 Day Fiancé Season 9, Episode 9 next week. It'll be the 9-9 recap of 90 Day Fiancé.
Why people do these shows? I just don't get it, but whatever.
Well, we know why you'll be doing season 15 of Married at First Sight, because here's the thing. Terrell didn't make another deal with the devil. So for those of you who want us to be back for season 15, because I've been working in the back end trying to get him to do this, and he's like, yeah. So he made this deal with the devil in the comment section of the last episode of season 14, Married at First Sight Recaps. And if we get to 2,000 subscribers, Terrell is going to do season 15. So we need you to grab a friend, tell them subscribe, and let's get to that. We've got 4 weeks to do it. And I know we can do it in a week, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks max. We got less than 400 subscribers to go to get to 2,000. Let's get there so we can get them locked in for season 15. And we'll be ready to go July 6th, right back chair on Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So I'm good.
Prayer warriors unite. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.